KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and breezy, 57 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms later this morning and this afternoon, a high around 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa News, two students who were discovered missing from the Clarinda Academy have been apprehended without incident. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers early this morning said the students, ages 16 and 15, were last seen proceeding south from the Clarinda Academy grounds onto the Clarinda Country Club prior to a search being conducted. And at around 3:15 a.m., Brothers reported that the juveniles were apprehended by Clarinda police officers and the Fremont County Sheriff's Department K-9 Roby, along with his handler, Deputy Wake. The students were returned to the authorities at the Clarinda Academy. Sheriff's officials in Cass County Monday reported three recent arrests. On Monday, 26-year-old Joshua Robert Allwell of Atlantic was arrested on a district court order for probation violation. Allwell was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $10,000 bond. On Sunday, Cass County deputies arrested 23-year-old Allison Elaine Gardner of Atlantic on a charge of OWI first offense. Gardner was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on her own recognizance. And on Saturday, 45-year-old Grant Robert Kramer of Messina was arrested on a charge of unlawful possession of prescription medication. Kramer was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Sunday on his own recognizance. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer Monday afternoon issued a report on recent arrests made by his officers. On Sunday, 31-year-old Jacob David Otten of Audubon was arrested for criminal mischief. Otten was brought to the Audubon County Jail and held until making an appearance before a magistrate. Last Friday, 26-year-old Scott Nathaniel Ballou of Audubon was arrested for disorderly conduct. Ballou was brought to the Audubon County Jail and also held pending an appearance before the judge. On April 12th, a 17-year-old juvenile was referred by Audubon Police to juvenile court on charges of harassment and disorderly conduct. And on March 28th, 30-year-old Dustin Williams and 30-year-old Amanda Ray Campbell, both of Audubon, were charged with disorderly conduct. Both later pled guilty before a magistrate. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of two men following an investigation into an incident that occurred Saturday in the 2100 block of 310th Street. At around 2:30 a.m., deputies arrested 20-year-old Zachary Paul Cleafeth of Brayton and 20-year-old Drew Matthew Peppers of Exira. Both were charged with interference with official acts and minor in possession of alcohol. Cleafeth was taken to the Audubon County Jail and later released after posting a cash bond. He's scheduled to appear in magistrate court this Thursday. Peppers was cited and released, and he'll appear in magistrate court next Monday. Two people were transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance following a single vehicle accident that took place Sunday evening in Atlantic. The Atlantic Police Department reports Larry Peterson of Audubon and an unidentified passenger in his vehicle were traveling north on Highway 71 at around 5:45 p.m. and approaching the intersection with 7th Street when the vehicle's brakes failed. The vehicle continued through the intersection and left the road before going airborne, and as a result, the front end of the vehicle impacting the ground, it rolled onto its top. Damage from the crash amounted to $15,000. And the Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday 22-year-old Thomas Bruning of Griswold had been arrested Monday for OWI. Bruning was booked into the Cass County Jail. Authorities say early indications are that alcohol may have contributed to a rollover accident that occurred Sunday morning in Pottawatomie County. A pickup was traveling south on Highway 59 a little after 1:30 a.m. Sunday when it went out of control near Sycamore Road. The pickup rolled numerous times before coming to rest parallel to Highway 59 and facing north. The driver, Philip Powers of Hancock, suffered serious injuries and was transported to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan before being flown by helicopter to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. That accident had remained under investigation. In the funeral announcements, John Scarlett, age 69 of Stewart, died last Wednesday. Funeral services for John Scarlett will be today at 10 o'clock at Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Gloria Gleaves, age 84 of Oakland, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Gloria Gleaves will be this morning at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Robert Pussell, age 67 of Hampton, Virginia, and formerly of Anita, died April 10th. Funeral services for Robert Pussell will be today at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Mick Landers, age 51, of Creston, died Thursday at the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. Celebration of life service for Mick Landers will be today at 11 o'clock at the Crest Baptist Church in Creston. Pearson Family Funeral Service of Creston has the arrangements. Gary Thompson Sr., age 77, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Memorial services for Gary Thompson Sr. will be today at 1:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center, with Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of arrangements. Don Shaben, age 82, of Manning and formerly of Defiance, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Don Shaben will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Church in Defiance. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Harold Pieper, age 87, of Kimbleton, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Harold Pieper will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church near Jacksonville. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Charles Wetzel, age 80, of Guthrie Center, has died at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Charles Wetzel will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Darlene Betts, age 93, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died April 2nd at the Heritage House. A celebration of life service for Darlene Betts will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Adair United Methodist Church, Johnson Family Funeral Home, in charge of the arrangements. Lyle Shrum, age 91, of Urbandale, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Services for Lyle Shrum will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.